Tonight, it's Super Bowl time.
It's a pitch to White. White's running towards the end zone. Is he in? We wait for the signal. Touchdown! The New England Patriots have won Super Bowl 51, and they've come from 28-3 down to win the game in the most remarkable of circumstances. Brady and Belichick do it again. What a Super Bowl! What a performance by the New England Patriots! They've won it by a score of 34 points to 28, having come back from the dead.
Well, that was the amazing Super Bowl last year. New England Patriots completing that comeback to win the Super Bowl last year. Probably the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. They're back again this year, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Minnesota. Let's have a chat with a couple of fans. Nikisha plays American football in Norwich and supports the New England Patriots. Hello, Nikisha.
Hiya.
Hello. We should probably ask your surname as well. What's your surname?
Powers Richardson.
Okay. And we've just got Anthony again. It'd be nice to know your surname, Anthony. Anthony supports the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's out in Minnesota to watch his first ever live Super Bowl. Anthony what, first of all, Anthony?
It's Anthony Bullock.
Okay, there we go. It's good to get these things sorted. What's it like in Minnesota right now?
Incredibly cold. It's minus 13.
Wow! That is how is that? Is that just a case of, you know, trying to get indoors as soon as possible at every possible opportunity?
Yeah, pretty much. They do have the skywalk, so it does connect quite a bit of the city where you are indoors. But no, there still is quite a bit of outdoor walking to do.
Okay. How did you end up going to the Super Bowl this year? I mean, you support the Philadelphia Eagles. You must have been waiting for this for some time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been about 14 years since we were in the Super Bowl, and as the opportunity came closer, my wife said to me, if they make the Super Bowl, are you going? So I took that as permission.
Yeah.
They then made the Super Bowl, and here I am.
Fantastic. How did you end up supporting them?
When I was at school, I just loved all sports, and I started following the formerly American sports, and with the NFL, I decided I needed a team to follow, and I was watching a few of the teams, but I really liked the way the then Eagles quarterback, Donovan McNabb, played. He was a different style of quarterback to how most of the other teams operated, so I picked them because of Donovan McNabb and then just stuck with them ever since.
Yeah, and how did you get into NFL in the first place? You know, why not football, why not rugby, why not cricket? Why was it NFL for you?
Well, I still like football and cricket and rugby. It's just I love all sports, and I started getting into the American sports as well. And out of the four main American sports, it is American football that's stuck with me.
Yeah, great. Nikisha, I bet you'd fancy being out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I love the States. I mean, I try to go as much as often, but much as I can, but haven't been for a few years now. So.
And not been to the Super Bowl?
No, definitely not.
No.
I feel it's kind of near impossible to get tickets nowadays, but obviously it's possible. So.
Yeah. Well, Norwich is the next best thing, I suppose, to, you know.
not minus 13 either, Nikisha.
Exactly.
No, definitely not.
Look at the positives. How long have you been playing American football for, Nikisha?
Well, I literally just started last week in training. I didn't even know there was a women's league until 2 weeks ago, so I didn't even think there'd be one in Norwich, especially. So I looked it up, and it's a team called Iceni Spears.
Okay.
They're actually holding a rookie day today for women of all shapes and sizes. If they want to kind of, if they want to try it out.
And how are you finding it? You know, it's one thing following it, isn't it? But actually trying to play the game, how are you finding it?
Absolutely. Well, I kind of already had the strength there from doing kind of weight training and stuff before.
Right.
And obviously it's full contact as well, so. So I played first time last week, full contact. Can say I didn't really, well, my body just hurt a lot for the next 4 days. So, but yeah, it's good. I got training again this morning. So
getting all those pads on and everything, it just takes forever before you can actually get out onto the field.
Yeah, so we get there about 20 minutes beforehand just to kind of get the pads ready and helmet on and everything like that and warm up and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Is it a tough game to grasp the rules of, Nikisha? Because I was talking to someone earlier on in the office and they went, I just don't understand what I'm looking at. It's stopping all the time. It starts again. It stops again. Is it tough to get into?
I think for a lot of British people, they don't really, they don't like the stop-start because obviously with football and stuff like that, it's just constant. And obviously with the stop start, they have to review all the plays if there's any kind of flags and stuff like that. So people kind of get frustrated that it gets dragged out for so long. But it was explained to me by a friend that already knew the game in and out, and that's how, you know, when it gets explained to you, you then understand it a lot better, and then the more you watch it, the more you get into it.
And so, is it frustrating to play when you are stop-start?
Not really, because, I mean, if your stamina's not great, you get a breather in between plays.
That's so good,
Let's get down to brass tacks, Anthony. You've flown all the way out there, presumably at reasonable cost here, and you're going to see them lose, aren't you?
I hope not, no. In the last two games in the playoffs, they were underdogs and they beat the Falcons. Then they beat the Vikings. They're underdogs against the Patriots. Everyone's rooting for them. The crowd's going to be going crazy for the Eagles. I think there's going to be more Eagles fans than Patriots fans in the stadium tomorrow. So hopefully that helps the team. So, in my heart, the Eagles are winning today for me, but tomorrow for you.
Okay, and what do we think, Nikisha? Is one small part of Norwich going to be going absolutely crazy at around about 1:30 in the morning?
Oh, I think I'm the only Patriots fan on my team, so I'll definitely be going crazy.
Can you see them losing?
Oh, no.
No, that'll do.
The Super Bowl against the Seahawks, you know, they just done a wrong play at the end and lost the game. We should have lost that one, to be fair, but you know, it was a bad decision on their part and we ended up winning. So, and then we had a great comeback last year as well, so who knows. Eagles have won more games this season than any other team, so
it's all teed up nicely, isn't it, Anthony? And how are you going to brave the cold? What's your plan for dealing with the cold when you're out there watching the thing, Anthony, tonight?
Fortunately, the game's in a dome, indoors in the stadium.
Good point.
Yeah, okay. The NFL makes sure that if it's going to be in a cold state, that the stadium's got a roof that the kids can protect the pitch and protect the fans.
Well, look, I hope you have a great time. It's going to be terrific memories, whatever happens, right? What an experience. Great life experience. Have a great time, Anthony, and thanks for speaking to us. And Nikisha, best of luck. Best of luck with the playing as well. Hope it all goes well. And thanks for talking to us. Thank you. Nikisha, bye-bye. And Anthony, you can watch Super Bowl 52 live tonight. It's on BBC One, 11:15, if you want to watch it. Justin Timberlake and all. It's 7:32. Let's get the news.